Low pressure in the Gulf of Alaska has been spinning waves of moisture from the east over the Alaska Range into the interior. And as of yesterday, Fairbanks had received 2.66 inches of rain so far this month, well above the normal of less than an inch. National Weather Service meteorologist Luke Culver says most of the precipitation has fallen over the last several days.
In Fairbanks itself, we got a little over 2.5 inches in the past 4 days. And we actually set a 3-day rainfall record from June 19th to June 21st. That broke the previous record by like 0.4 inches. So that's...
Culver says areas southeast of Fairbanks have seen even greater totals.
Such as in the Salcha River Basin and out in 40 Mile Country that have exceeded 3 to 4. There could be even spots that have seen 5 inches of rain.
Culver says all the rain has swollen interior rivers.
The Tanana in Fairbanks here is still rising, and it looks like it won't crest until about Thursday evening, about 4 days after most of the rainfall has occurred. Meanwhile, the Salcha looks like it's going to crest on Wednesday afternoon, only about 1 or 2 days after most of the rainfall occurred.
Meanwhile, the Army Corps of Engineers is monitoring the water level on the Chena River. Army Corps Alaska District Operations Chief Julie Anderson says Tuesday's river levels were below the threshold for operating the Moose Creek Dam at the Chena Flood Control Project in North Pole. Anderson says the Tanana Basin has received more rain than the Chena watershed.
And that may even cause water to be coming back in our flood control project over the sill as well. The water's just seeking to fill in the low elevations, and with the floodway being low, it can come back in. And so we might see water like all the way to the Richardson Highway bridges.
Anderson says June is early for such high water, as the area normally does not experience this volume of rain until late in July or August. The dam was operated twice this spring during breakup.